Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Guys, isn't this a Happy Gilmore plot?
Yeah,
okay.
It is,
a massive alligator attacked a Florida man fishing in a golf course pond. Quote, took his hand off. A man is in the hospital following a gator attack that happened Sunday afternoon in Leesburg, Florida. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission estimates the gator's length to be approximately 9 feet. The man was fishing in a pond, Pembroke Fairways, when the gator attacked him, biting off his hand. A witness spoke to Fox Channel 35, saw the whole thing play out in his backyard. He said, quote, while the guy was on the ground, the gator got the guy in the hand and the two rolled. The wife called 911, Lake County Fire Rescue, released the calls, and it sounds like total chaos. People stopped in their golf carts. Someone screamed, hand is gone, hand is gone. He was reeling in a fish. I mean, there's literally a sign that says, beware of the alligator. Even if there isn't a sign, just be aware that in Florida, even if it's a puddle the size of a shoe print, there's a gator in it. Do you know when we were at Cyber, the last time I was in Florida, like in Florida, not just passing through, leaving the airport, and I was on a tram going to baggage claim or whatever, and I never check a bag, so I was just going to get a vehicle. And there's like a little swampy park area that all the trams go over. I saw two gators, hands to sky. I hadn't even been in the state for 10 minutes, and I saw two gators. They looked large-esque by my scientific estimation. Just saying. So that's... Whew. All right. Also, another dude got bit up by a croc because... I know. Was it a gator or a croc? His boat capsized in the Everglades National Park. I'm going to come back to this tomorrow because we have our third hour that's rushing up on us. But this one, if your boat capsizes in a park and there's water in Florida, nice life you live. Stay with us. The Kel-Tec Sub 2K. It reads as Sub 2000. I've literally had people say, well, I type Sub 2K and I went, Sub 2000. This is the Gen 3 version, 9mm carbine, and it's gun origami. Now, previously, I have the older version, so I have to take my optic off to fold it in half, but the thing folds in half and it's cool. Gen 3, you don't have to remove your favorite optic to fold it in half. I mean, it's a simple twist and fold of the patent pending rotating forend in either direction. It folds it straight up in half and just as quickly and easily deploys it, optics and all. And there's other upgrades that they have as well. The upgraded aluminum trigger, redesigned mechanics, lightened 5-pound pull, more precise feedback, the upgraded action. You got a redesigned operating handle, ambidextrous bolt hold open, lightened action for easy racking, new chamber indicator as well. And made right here in the U.S. of A. Family-owned company based in Florida. Family-owned values at their best. To learn more about the Sub 2K Gen 3, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you. From the Hill, Punk is dead. So South by Southwest has been going on. South by Southwest, I think, used to be cool. And then it got over-commercialized and over-glorified and self-important and sucky. Well, this coming out of the Hill, bands are pulling out of South by Southwest over U.S. Army sponsorship and the Gaza war. You mean Israel defending itself against the terrorists that were elected to operate Gaza. Okay. So they said multiple bands and musicians scheduled to perform at South by Southwest are pulling out because of the U.S. Army's sponsorship and America's support of Israel's right to defend itself. I'm not going to say Israel's war on Hamas because this is Israel didn't declare a war on Hamas. Israel is defending itself against Hamas, who still has Israeli hostages, including babies, and also has American hostages. So there's a group from Belfast. They're called Kneecap. Nobody has ever heard of them and nobody cares. They're the ones who said that it was depraved. Okay, then GTFO. Don't let the customs door hit you in the ass on your way back to the land of the grain. Bye. They go, we can't in good conscience attend an art festival. That's blah, blah, blah. Okay, then get out. Who are you? Nobody cares. Get out. They had a bunch of other crappy bands that pulled out of the event to protest. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. That's it. And they had a British group, probably two chicks who can't play instruments. They said they had to pull out of South by Southwest because they didn't want to become totally inauthentic in their claims of solidarity with a non-existent entity that's governed by Hamas. Okay, bye. I just think that's when people wave the flag of stupidity, just let them. They're identifying themselves to you as limited in brain cells. But what I find interesting, if I could just, you know, pick a bone here. Who's heading up the delivery of humanitarian aid to the Gaza area, Kane?
Who's heading that up?
Yeah.
Who's our military?
Yeah, the army.
Yeah.
Yeah, the people that they're protesting right now.
Yeah.
Did any of the people in the brain trust stop to check that out? I'm protesting against the army that's leading up the aid effort.
Brain trust.
Yeah. I just meant that facetiously because we think they're morons. Yes, you know. So they're actually spearheading it. Our military and the U.S. Army, they're helping to construct the seaport and deliver of humanitarian aid. But it was the U.S. Army apparently that's spearheading it via the Hill. And the Army says that it's, quote, proud to be a sponsor of South by Southwest. Now, I get it. People are like, why our tax dollars support the Army? Why is the Army doing this? Because they probably have it allocated within their budget to advertise for recruitment. Did you think of that? That's probably what it is. They got to, you know, what are you shaking your head for?
I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some people.
To smart people.
How do you not get it? You know?
I would rather them do that way than have a draft, but I get it. And I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing if it's about defense and if we're making the means of defense. I'm not opposed to that. I feel like that's actually not a wasteful use of dollars. Like, you know, sending $300 million to Ukraine, that's a wasteful use of dollars. Sending more aid to an area run by a terrorist group that was popularly elected and is still popular and takes all the aid for itself, that's a stupid use of money. But this isn't anything new. They're either canceling Sherry Curry, who is going to be on with us Friday, correct?
Yeah,
she is. She's going to be on with us,
yes,
the Runaways.
She is.
They were canceling her for the trans stuff. And now you have these groups. We're mad because the Army's sponsoring it. It's just dumb. Nobody cares. Nobody's going to remember. Because people don't go see live music the way they used to, do they? At now at South by Southwest, it's about being seen. It's about being seen and being able to say that you were there and taking pictures of yourself there. That's what it's about. I don't like festivals anymore. The last big actual festival that I went to was Memphis in May. Because I wanted to see, that's when, Susan Tedeschi performed. I saw Run DMC right after Susan Tedeschi, Allman Brothers Band.
Tedeschi Trucks is one of
Tedeschi Trucks is great. This is right before Tedeschi Trucks formed. And then Run DMC came on right after. And then the Foo Fighters. It was amazing. Like all literally, like that's one lineup. That's one lineup. Right? But I just don't have a tolerance for a lot of people because, you know, a lot of people, heat and liquor, it gets, you know, I just don't like that scene. I prefer to be quiet and lurk in the shadow. So, but I like good music and I wouldn't be able to go see that. It was an amazing show. But South by Southwest, does anybody go there anymore? Aside from wannabe influencers?
I'm sure they do.
And bands that I get programming and musicianship are different things. And people who can't play music anymore and auto-tune everything. I don't know. Kane and I are just cruel when it comes to music.
We're jaded.
We're jaded and downright cruel. I mean, you think Simon Cowell's mean? Please. He's a cupcake. He is. So just say, if you want us to review your stuff and be totally honest, if you want us to totally destroy you, just send us your stuff. Send us it. Because he worked as a music DJ. I can actually play instruments. We'll kill you. So just, you know, just send it. If you want to be humbled or you want to have your day ruined because you're a masochist, I don't know. Just like send it over. I don't know. Yeah. Well, free of charge. So a few of the other, I don't mean to be mean, but yes, I do.
The news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I have to remark on that snitch commercial that plays, that snitch PSA. It's like, if you see something, say something. Be a snitch. Don't, maybe. I don't know. All right, so I didn't say that. Who said that? This is a ghost. Scientists apparently just got closer to creating artificial life in the lab. Well, we already know that they've done it once because it's President of the United States. They said that this is the road to how life can arise in a laboratory. This sounds horrible. Who's your mom and dad? A lab. The Washington Post quotes scientists saying that they've created an RNA molecule that made copies of other types of RNA, and they're closer to doing something they shouldn't be doing. I'm telling you, you guys read about the tower in the Bible, right? Right? I feel like that Natalie Portman meme. That Natalie Portman meme. You remember the Tower of Babel, right? It's the Salk Institute for Biological Studies. Those scientists worked from the theory that before there were DNA or proteins, RNA existed as the initial ingredient in the quote-unquote delicious primordial soup. Nom, nom, nom. And as part of their research, they said they created lab-made RNA. Just stuff they shouldn't be doing. Stop it. Stop it. Do we not have enough of a horror show in this world that y'all gotta be doing more of it in the lab? Stop. Somebody get these scientists. Golly. Creepy. I don't know why the Metro, British publication, is envisioning what a murder would look like in space, but they are. Apparently, in Britain, they paid for someone to study space murder. Ooh, that almost sounds like a great Kane, a futuristic punk rock band with thrash metal inspiration. Space murder. They said it's CSI in space. I wouldn't watch that show. I don't think I would. It'd be kind of annoying. They said that it revealed how forensic science would apply in space by simulating blood splatters and micro... Somebody's a little too excited about the blood splatters. What? Two headlines in a row about weirdo scientists. They were studying the way blood explodes out when you murk someone in zero gravity.
We need to solve all those space murders.
Yes, a lot of space... I mean, are they going to go up there and be murking some aliens? Or I don't know. Like, how's this going to happen? So they try to get the viscosity of human blood, and basically they had a Jackson Pollock moment in a zero gravity environment, and they were looking at what happened to blood. Okay, there you go. Yeah. Also, let's see, the number of California millionaires has grown, new data shows, despite exodus fears. Do you know why it's grown? Because all the poor people left. So all the people that are left there are the rich people that can afford the virtue signaling indulgence of higher taxes. Da, da, da. A man was arrested in a now closed Michigan prison. Now, I've heard of prison breakouts, but I've never heard of someone breaking in the prison. But that's exactly what happened in Standish, Michigan. Inmates trying to break out, that happens. But trying to get into a former maximum security facility, well, that took place. The guy ended up getting arrested, 42-year-old Cody Bellamy. So they caught him trying to get in the pokey. Okay. A 12-year-old was found spending the night alone inside of an Ohio Target store. They said Columbus police found the boy at 6:15 a.m. and that he was unaccompanied. He was there all night, and he was a runaway. I mean, there's worse places to be. So, Law and Order. Speaking of Law and Order, all Taco Bell locations in Oakland have announced the indefinite closure of all of their dining rooms due to a series of robberies and a crime surge. They're switching to cashless drive-through only. That is how bad it is in Oakland. Cashless drive-through only. They said all the Taco Bell restaurants, they said that it's a new reality for customers. They can't go in and sit down, and they have to go get drive-through. And they said it's a safety and business decision. That's what they said. It's a safety and business decision. So that's because they can't. They can't deal with the crime anymore. They can't deal with it. So that's kind of wild. The fact that Taco Bell, that you can't even have a fast food. First of all, who robs a Taco Bell? The fact that you can't even have a Taco Bell be open in Oakland. I mean, that tells you everything that you need to know about Gavin Newsom and the state of, I mean, California is the ultimate culmination of every Democrat policy. If you want to know what the end game is, look at California. In Oakland, 6 months, their crime has skyrocketed just like in the past year. But they said they had a Denny's, which was an iconic Denny's that closed after 54 years in the same location. And they said it was crime and the safety and well-being of their employees and customers. They closed an In-N-Out. In Oakland, they closed an In-N-Out. They even had the NAACP, let me pull this story up. This was over at Red State back in July of last year. Oakland NAACP absolutely rips into woke DA, defund police activists in a call to action on crime. Because they said that Oakland has a public safety crisis. So they actually were at odds, NAACP, with BLM in Oakland. And all of these far left activists in Oakland, they said, quote, Oakland residents are sick and tired of the intolerable public safety crisis that overwhelmingly impacts minority communities. Murders and shootings and violent armed robberies, home invasions, car break-ins, sideshows, highway shootouts. That's a pervasive fixture of life in Oakland. Wow. Now, the restaurants at Taco Bell has closed. They're closing just the dining rooms only, but it is all cashless drive through. And they did confirm that we had to, because they had to hire, even by doing that, they still had to hire extra security guards because it's that dangerous. So this is what happens, though, when you have soft on crime, restorative justice. This is what you get with it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.